Yo, what's up, Gen Z? This is Logan Cruz, your daily dose of truth serum, coming at you live from, well, wherever I am with my headphones and a whole lot of caffeine. Today we're tackling something real, something that's got your generation drowning in feels. Emotional baggage. Ever felt like you're carrying around this heavy backpack of past hurts, anxieties, and all the drama life throws at you? You know that feeling when you're trying to move forward but something keeps holding you back? Yeah, me too, bro. That's emotional baggage, and it's a bigger problem than we let on. Let's get real for a second. This ain't some woo-woo self-help crap. It's about owning your emotions, learning from them, and not letting them run the show. This is your brain getting its game face on. First up, we gotta stop romanticizing pain. Like, yeah, heartbreak can be a killer playlist for a sad night in, but holding on to it like some precious relic? Nah, fam, that's just keeping you stuck in the past. Think of it like this. You wouldn't wear last season's clothes, right? Your emotions are the same way. Time to upgrade your emotional wardrobe. Second, you can't heal from what you don't acknowledge. Ignoring your feelings is like ignoring a notification that's buzzing louder than your phone ever has. It's there, it's stressing you out, and it's not going away. Take a moment, journal it out, scream into a pillow, whatever helps you process those emotions. Third, you are not defined by your past. This is a big one for Gen Z, who get bombarded with stories about success and perfection online. But remember, everyone has their baggage. Everyone's got scars. The difference is how we choose to wear them. Fourth, surround yourself with people who uplift you, not bring you down. Toxic energy is like a virus, spreading negativity faster than a viral dance trend. Seek out the good vibes, the supportive friends and mentors who celebrate your wins and help you through the rough patches. And finally, this is a marathon, not a sprint. Healing takes time and there will be setbacks. Don't beat yourself up about it. Just keep putting in the work, one step at a time. Let's say you're crushing a project for school or your side hustle. But then that old voice pops up. What if I fail? What if everyone judges me? That's emotional baggage talking. Don't let it sabotage your success. Acknowledge those thoughts, tell them to take a chill pill, and focus on what you can control, putting in the work, giving it your best shot. So, Gen Z, here's the mic drop. Own your emotions. Don't let them own you. Take responsibility for your baggage. Process it. Learn from it. And move forward with competence. You got this. Now go out there and make some noise. Tag me in your wins on TikTok, DM me with your struggles, and share this podcast with anyone who needs a dose of reality. And don't forget to follow, rate, and subscribe, 'cause let's be real, you know you're addicted already. Peace out.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.